Hey, Daily Dosers, Chris here, back with you for part two. It was supposed to be just part one, but I ran out of time yesterday. And if you didn't watch yesterday, you're going to be clueless today. So either turn this off and go about your business or do the spiritual thing. Catch up on yesterday, because we're in a series right now calling There's Another in the Fire. It's a huge difference between, hey, I know that God is with me, or do you really know the God that's with you? Yesterday, we started Psalm 73. The chief worship leader of Israel, his name is Asaph, and he got disappointed and distressed, delusioned by looking at the world around him and where he was. We started following the pronouns. 17 times he said, I almost lost my spiritual joy, my walk with God, because I was looking at them, they, there, there, they, there, 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 them, they, there, them. 17 times he used that pronoun. Then he goes, so I started looking at myself. So why am I doing this? Where am I going in life? How come things aren't working good for me? And the pronouns change to I, my, me. And this is where we left the chief worship leader of Israel yesterday. I know God is good. I know God is sovereign. But man, where I am right now in life, it's taken a toll on me. I'm disappointed. I'm distressed. I'm depressed. I'm a little delusioned. And I don't know how to get out of this. And we turn the corner and Asaph says, let me tell you what I needed to do. All of this happened, verse 17, until I entered the sanctuary of God. Then, circle, highlight, underline, I understood their final destiny. Surely you place them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. As a dream when one awakes, so you arise, O Lord. You will despise them as mere fantasies. You see, when my heart was grieved, you know, the first 17 verses, when my heart was grieved, my spirit was embittered. I was senseless and arrogant. I was like a brute beast before you. I'm like one of those fat cows in the field. I'm just eating whatever's in front of me. And I didn't pick my head up. I didn't see the big picture. I was just getting fatter for slaughter. That's all I was doing. Yet I'm always with you. You hold me by my right hand. I know there's another in the fire. And you guide me with your counsel. And afterwards, you're going to take me into glory. So whom do I have in heaven but you? And on here, earth, there is nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength, my portion forever. So those who are far from you will perish, and you will destroy all those who are unfaithful to you. So as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge, and I will tell of all of your deeds. Oh, Daily Dosers, you want to make sure in this season you stay or get to a place where you're distressed, you're disappointed, you're depressed. Keep focusing on the social media, the politics, the news around you. Keep focusing on the first 17 verses, them, they, their, what they're doing, what they're saying, what they're getting away with, how can they? And in the midst of it, start focusing on you. So why am I doing this? Where is God in this? How come it's not paying off? Why am I going through this right now? And I promise you, you will be disappointed, depressed, distressed, and disillusioned with life. Asaph says, it wasn't until I looked at God. It wasn't until I saw the big picture and who God was. Why am I getting so caught up in temporary things? All this that's in front of me is slippery ground. It's a mere fantasy. It's here today. It's gone tomorrow. There is nothing in our culture, our society, our politics, our social media that is eternal. All of that is temporary. And the eternal picture is what I got to hold on to. Oh my gosh, I get to walk with God. What on earth can replace that? So as for me, he ends this whole thing. It's good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. And I will tell of all of his deeds. Three things to focus on today. Where's your proximity to God? It's like the disciples in the storm. They knew Jesus was in the boat, but they had no idea the Jesus that was in the boat. It's a great title. There's another in the fire. You may go, oh yeah, God is with me. How close are you with the God that is with you? Asaph was the chief worship leader for Israel. And he goes, I almost blew it. I almost lost my foothold. Yeah, I know God is sovereign, but I wasn't walking with him. So as for me, I'm going to be near God. Secondly, I'm going to make God my refuge. My hope and my security and my strength will not be found in our society, will not be found in my political party, will not be found in my political views, will not be found in social media and the life of others. My refuge, my strength and my security and my hope is going to be found in God. And that is secure. And then I will tell of all of your deeds. I have a purpose in the midst of this fire. And if you're not walking with the God of purpose, you've lost your purpose in the midst of the fire. Psalm 73. Tomorrow, I just want us to take a daily dose and have the Pulfers just do the song that we're taking this title from. I want us to worship tomorrow in song and these lyrics and just go, that's what I need to continue to focus on and get back on track, just like Asaph did. We'll see you tomorrow.